This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're already here.
Let them flap.
It's so exciting.
Yes, I am very excited because
I am. You can tell from the emphasis in my voice.
You sound excited.
I am looking at.
I'm more mad because Wide Orbit won't come up.
I am looking at Detroit San Francisco on the TV right now, and it is getting me excited for Labor Day weekend because I should be in that very stadium watching the San Francisco Giants take on my Baltimore Orioles. So,
are they in San Francisco or are they still in Zona?
They're in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, because they were playing last night, I believe, in San Francisco as well.
Okay. Yeah,
saw a clip of their game out there. Great looking sunset. Not a bad spot in that stadium, as far as I'm told. And I am very much looking forward to being out there.
Don't the Giants always do a couple of spring training games back at their stadium?
Well, as they should.
The regular season.
It is it looks gorgeous there.
I bought like $7 tickets 1 year and did that, and then just moved around, like sat on the first baseline. It was fun.
I once sat out for an inning on the four or five rows right there before the splash zone.
Oh, yes.
And I sat under the glove in, what is that, left center?
Yeah.
And I got some sushi and an Anchor steam beer. It was pretty great.
They have sushi at the ballpark?
Yeah.
Wow. San Francisco, baby.
How about that? Well, I mean, sushi is not a traditional baseball park meal.
If you're in Seattle and San Francisco, it is.
It
so
is.
Two baseball parks out of the 30.
I'm going to Google this. I
Joe,
bet you.
I need you to get involved in baseball, okay?
It's a I just world said sport I'm excited.
Now, Joe.
I just said I'm excited, and because I'm seeing the San Francisco ballpark, I am just questioning the math of said sushi in ballparks.
You don't think maybe the Dodgers have a sushi roll?
I'm sure they do now.
There's a ton of Asian population in San Francisco.
Maybe get some a soft shell crab sushi in Baltimore, perhaps.
That sounds amazing.
Some blue crab.
That also sounds amazing.
Honestly, last night I had a out of body experience with my food that I ate at dinner. I had quite the week weekend, rather. In fact, I texted Patrick this morning and I said no need to bring a beer in for me because plenty of beer was consumed Friday through Sunday to the point where I was like, dude, I'm good.
Taking a couple days off there.
Yeah. And then up at Fan Madness on Friday, it was just a bunch of fried appetizers. Taquitos, cheese curds, chicken tendies.
I saw that and knew it was my turn to leave.
Had some boneless wings on Saturday, which were
chicken nuggets, basically.
And I'm not going to call out the establishment, but one of the saddest dry rub attempts I have ever seen in my life.
Boneless chicken wings are basically chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's what we know, right? Oh, I told her that when I ordered it. Yeah. I was like, I'll take the boneless wings, aka chicken nuggets, please.
Slather them in sauce.
Adult nuggies.
Well, I got a Jamaican jerk. And she did not tell me that it was a dry rub. And when it came out, like I said, it was the saddest attempt at a dry rub that I had, or like a dry chicken wing that I'd ever seen in my life. And so there was a lot of fried foods. I think it was like heavy foods, ramen on Sunday, which my girlfriend made, which she is Korean. So it was really, really good ramen.
Bebe.
So it was a lot of fatty, heavy stuff. So last night I decided I wanted to do some Korean gochujang lettuce wraps. And
I know what you're talking about. I've made those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an orgasmic experience.
Hell yeah.
My girlfriend was concerned. But yes, now I am, I'm wondering how many ballparks have sushi?
I did just see that Texas now has a 2-foot burrito.
As Texas should.
That's like a 4-person item, right?
For $36, a 2-foot burrito.
I feel like this is something we need to look up as what is the, because this is the thing with opening day and baseball coming back, is what is the new hot food items at these MLB stadiums?
All I know
is... a 2-foot burrito, that's up there.
All I know is there's no Mitch Witch in Seattle anymore.
Well, no, there is not. Throw actually, it in the trash.
There could be a Mitch Witch. It's just for Mitch Garver.
Just Mitch's own sandwich.
took my sandwich, you son of a bitch.
He's the only one left.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Garver Carver.
Ooh.
How about that?
The Garver Carver.
I think you just did Seattle's job for them.
There you go.
I also think that implies that Garver carves anything other than strikeouts.
Yeah, he's...
yeah, let's hope so.
He's carving the strike zone with his glove. Because he's framing pitches so
carving
well.
Up spring yeah. training yeah. pitchers,
for
baby.
For all the games that he's going to catch this year. Honestly, over under 10.5 games Mitch Garver catches, assuming Cal Raleigh is not hurt.
Well, he's got to make that money. He's got to make that contract worth it. So throw him out there.
Over
as
under
possible.
10.5.
I'm hoping under, and I say that because I hope he actually hits this year, which means the Mariners wouldn't want him to be backup catcher, and then they'd have to bring somebody else up. So I'll go under, baby. Wishful thinking.
All right, I got some new stadium menus from around the league.
Hit me.
This is according to Good Morning America, ABCNews.com. Yankee Stadium is going to have a stuffed Jamaican beef patty. Sign me up.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm very intrigued.
It is a smoked... they're also going to do a smoked chicken cubano. So I think the Jamaican beef patty is kind of like a patty melt, but Jamaican flavors. It looks like there's some red cabbage in there as well.
Okay.
Sign me up. I am Jamaican flavored things. Caribbean jerk, Jamaican jerk, as I told you about my...
Unless it's some nuggies.
Some pathetic dry rub nuggies. I love Jamaican jerk stuff. Caribbean jerk. It's one of my favorites. What else we got here? Legends lobster roll. That is also going to be at Yankee Stadium. Are they just giving me only Yankee Stadium stuff? A tiramisu served in a New York Yankees mini ball cap.
Oh, I like good. That. Yeah. I like that. Kind of like ice cream back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel okay. Oh, all right. Here's T-Mobile Park. Ichi wings.
Yep.
This looks like some sort of a Japanese karage.
Actually,
Japanese wings. Put it on the board!
The recipe is apparently the same one that Ichiro had specially made for himself while he was a Mariner.
But so, like super dumbed down for us probably, loser white people.
Yeah, and not nearly the good, sexy ingredients that he had.
And then the Ichi roll.
Well, that's been around for years.
I had no idea. Salmon, crab salad, avocado, cucumber, green onion, fried onion, sriracha, rice, seaweed.
What is Colorado Rockies?
The Lil Dumpers.
The little dumpers?
The little dumplings.
Tell me
right?
They're like little smokies in like the barbecue sauce. They you just good. Like get those. That would be awesome.
Schulte's right there. Dumplings.
Little pot sticker dumplings.
Sesame
yeah.
hoisin sauce.
Oh, so we're just full Asian in Seattle.
It's Asian.
Cal Raleigh,
persuasion.
You're white, but I need some little dumplers.
You just wait. King's Court turkey leg?
Oh, yeah, they're bringing the Felix turkey leg back.
Yeah, this is, it looks like basically a corn dog covered in green Takis.
Oh, that's it's the Mariners blue corn dog with nacho cheese.
There you go. Okay, that's, the what up
corn dog. The repurposing.
They're kind of just, yeah.
Nakagawa sushi, the more sumo sushi. Dog, Orioles Park. They're going to have the warehouse burger. Looks like some queso fundido, two flame seared beef patties. All right, I probably need to stop going through this
I'm not into that.
I'm getting really hungry now. Oh my god, Chicken Katsu Club.
Now that sounds wonderful.
In Los Angeles.
Yes, please.
Angel Stadium, I assume.
Teriyaki home. No, that is at the Dodgers.
It's probably $40.
Angel Stadium is like free food. We're just happy you're here.
We got a Carl's Jr.
Did you see the Angels deal?
Chick-fil-A.
They were offering at Anaheim or LA Angels spring training games. They had a 4 for $44. A member of a family could go get 4 sodas and 4 hot dogs. I mean, that $44 in today's day and age, that's cheap.
$44 for 4 hot dogs and 4 sodas?
And 4 tickets.
Oh, and 4 tickets.
Yeah, it's an all-inclusive package.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
I'm trying to find the craziest thing on this list, though, and I don't know what it is, but in Miami, they're doing a parayata board, which looks like just a bunch of meats.
Not going to work here anymore?
Just a bunch of meats on there. Bunch of grilled meats. That's what I'm down for.
Joe likes the meats.
I do. I certainly do.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight.
That corn dog looks horrendous, by the way, Schulte.
I am not. I'm going to be up at opening day on Thursday. I will not get that. I will report back to you if I see anybody puking after they eat.
Or pooping green.
I'm not going to go check that, but yeah.
That is what's going to happen with that amount of diet.
You can check that on your own. You don't look down after you've done business?
No, I'm not going to eat one. So I'm saying I'm not going to go into the toilet after somebody else's see.
I look down because I need to know, is it floating or did it sink? If it's floating, you're eating decently healthy.
That's men's health right there, man. Yeah. You got to check. You got to take a peek at the stool and see what's going on down there.
I'm
going
to be 40 this year, dude. I'm fully aware of a lot of stuff.
Oh, you got to go see the old Mr. Hoover here soon.
Pretty soon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're going to be like, here's my finger, red rum.
You're going to feel a slight pinch there, Mr. Harris. Ah! Yeah. Best of luck.
Well, there's a lot to get into tonight. We have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. But I kind of want to use this show as, guys, baseball is approaching. Thursday is opening day, unless you're a Rocky or a Ray.
Now, where's the drop? And here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
But there's a lot to get into. So I guess the real question is, guys, we'll start there with, we may get into Jose Altuve in left field. What was the other one you mentioned to me, Joe? Cal Raleigh signed an extension.
Yeah, big dumper. They dumped a bunch of money right into his bank account.
So there's some other stuff to get into today as well. But I'd like to just kind of say, hey, season's about to start. What are we most looking forward to? That's what we'll do next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Foam mask showcasing MLB mascots available in one size that is adjustable for kids and adults, exclusively available at Citizens Bank Park and PNC Park. A cotton candy mask? Does it exfoliate?
Leave it to Philly.
And PNC, that's Pittsburgh, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's got little pop rocks in it to exfoliate your face, I'm assuming.
What the hell is this? I'm going to have to look this up now.
I'm not interested in any of that.
How about we just do 2 hours of stadium food?
So, I was thinking about this today.
That's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
When you look around for your team's first pitch on opening day, Schulte, you're the exception of the rule. West Coast, okay. So of course, 7 o'clock. Joe, what is first pitch for your team?
12:07?
Oh my God.
Mine is 1:05.
What the hell?
Which is 4:05. In Cleveland, people are still at work. And yep. Joe, yours is 3.
Well, this is a hooky day. It always has been.
Yeah, it's in Toronto, so I'm pretty sure they're Eastern time zone as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they might be Central. They might be Central. I don't know. But either way, I was like, why the hell are we doing this? I mean, I'm down.
It's always the way that it's been.
Because I don't work on Thursday. So at 1 o'clock, I'll be watching the Tribe playing games.
I remember Rick Riz, like on a long time ago broadcast for the Mariners, discussing his memories about dad taking him to the ballpark on opening day and skipping school. That's what you do.
Rick Riz, who was interviewed by Alan and Braden this morning on Dirt and Sprague.
Did he call them Alan and Braden?
Yes, he did.
He called them Alan and Braden?
And then
corrected himself. Wait, hold up.
Did we call him Brandon.
Hold up.
Did not correct the Allen.
Can we back up real quick? The boys had Rick Riz on this morning.
They did.
Sprague was not here. They had to record it. Yeah, either yesterday, last week, whenever Sprague was here last. But yeah, Rick Riz
going
was on
places,
there.
Those boys.
Yeah, and
Dan Patrick, look out.
Hey, good for Braden and Allen though.
I'm proud of those
Braden
guys.
Braden and Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Braden Allen, Grayson Allen,
obvious joke.
Allen Braden,
Allen Braden,
Riz Dallas Braden,
hit too hard in the head. What the hell, man?
I was going somewhere.
That's a sensitive subject for him. He did just get hit in the head.
That's
recently.
What I'm saying. Yeah. It's like this could be I don't know, a sign.
Ow!
Of,
yeah. Ow!
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now what did I do wrong?
We were talking about start times.
Yeah. And then I was kind of thinking to myself, like, why is this at 1 o'clock? And then it dawned on me, 4 o'clock, basketball.
Oh, no. Nar.
Yes.
You really think they're worried about that silly NBA right now that's in the tank that nobody cares about, nobody wants to watch?
College basketball?
Oh, that's Thursday. That's right.
Isn't Sweet that 16? An all-day thing, though?
Okay.
Starts at 4.
Oh, okay, no, never mind.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move. Oh, but they are going to go toe-to-toe. They got Tigers-Dodgers at 4 o'clock on ESPN.
And that's the real
Sorry, question. Ladies. Like, step aside. MLB's back.
This is men's Sweet 16.
I know, but they're saying, like, and women's are on ESPN.
So, but I am excited because my game's at 1. And basketball starts at 4.
Oh, perfect timing.
So I think my game is going to be over.
And then you get to watch Washington State in the tournament, right? Oh.
See Cam Ward's pro day? Looked good. Oh. Love you, buddy.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Are they in the CBI or something, at least?
We're in that Vegas tournament.
That Vegas tournament? Is that what that's called?
The hell that is?
The TVT, that Vegas tournament?
I don't know what it's called. That Vegas tournament. That's not the NIT, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's like some weird Vegas tournament.
And they got rid
the Beavs are in there, too.
They got rid of the CBI also, didn't they?
You know, I have no idea, and I am so thrown off right now.
They have the CBI, the CIT, the NIT, the CBC, and the BCIC.
I do not know which one of you I hate more right now.
I think it's the CBC.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Yeah, we both just kind of laid it on you. It's okay. You can give me crap.
Hey, you purchased a winning ticket on Friday, my friend.
That I did.
Oh, you did? Congrats, that buddy. I was 1 for 10 on bets for the
tournament. Well, on Thursday, I made money off the tournament. Yeah. On Friday, I did not make money
on the
tournament.
He made an investment
However,
on Friday.
I did make an investment, $20 down, on my Cleveland Indians to win the American League Central.
Well, that's a losing bet because Cleveland Indians are not a team. So I don't know if you can go make a little swap out, hedge your bets a little bit.
To be fair, the guy that I was trying to place the bet with, because I don't do the kiosk. It's all about you got to go talk to someone.
Oh, okay, you go in person. Do you fill out the sheet or do you
no,
just verbalize
it? No, I don't fill out the sheet.
Okay.
I just verbalize it. And I was like, hey, man, I would like to put $20 down on Cleveland winning the American League Central. And he was struggling. He was like, man, I can't find it. Oh, baseball? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, sorry. The Cleveland NBA is already turned off.
And you're like, no.
I was like, no. I got hosed. He was
That's
like,
great.
He was like, nobody in their right mind would come up here and put $20 down on the Cleveland Guardians to win the American League Central. But I did.
Did he really say that?
Pays out $80. No, but that was the look he gave me. Pays out $80.
Also, if you're betting on any NBA team to win their division preseason, that is degenerates.
No, he didn't think it was preseason. He thought it was like now.
Oh no,
I'm
just
saying the Cavs to win the East
this late.
This
like,
late.
Dude, that's like minus like, 600 odds. Or like, minus 6,000.
It's actually turned off.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if you're like, I want $20 on Boston to win the Atlantic preseason, it's like, do you care that much about the division winners? My God,
it pays out $17.50. You lose $3.
Yeah, tax for a dumb bet.
But I did throw some coin down on my Tribe.
Nice. Well, that could
That's how I feel.
Could be a winner. could be.
We're picked finished fourth last year. Won it.
Yeah. Are the Twins still the favorite?
Twins are the favorite.
Yeah. I was reading
and then the Tigers, and then the Royals, and then my Tribe.
I can't believe the Royals are that low, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about things that are going to be exciting. I want to say we brought this up, or I brought it up a couple weeks ago. It's just the American League in general, man. Like, each division is going to be fun and intriguing. You know, obviously, my AL East, my enthusiasm is starting to wane by the day now that our best pitcher and best player are both not going to be there for opening day, so... Let's go, baby. And also our left field wall now looks like an absolute joke.
What is wrong with your stadium?
I don't know what we're doing.
Why do you guys keep messing with it?
I don't know.
They just think that the view outside of the stadium is so great that nobody will notice that we keep doing stupid things inside?
And it looks like an ADA area now, but there's stairs leading to it, so that's not
so
gonna
it ain't
work.
ADA.
Definitely.
That'd be hilarious. They were like, Hello, Mike Lynch. You are sitting right down there. Just get through the stairs.
Come on. It's not that hard. Put it in four-wheel mode. two-wheel mode. And so I'm excited to see what happens AL East. As you mentioned, four contenders for the AL Central crown this year. And then the AL West, as far as Houston, will they maintain their stranglehold? Will Texas return? I saw something that it was they were second in OPS. In 2023, Texas was, and they were 23rd in OPS last year. Are they going to be able to return to form?
Yeah, they need a lot of dudes. I mean, I just realized both my fantasy teams are hosed because Evan Carter's going to be in AAA and to start the season.
Rick Riz this morning got me a little excited about those Mariners, about Julio possibly hitting 340.
Oh, my God.
Not that.
Julio's hitting 340. 65 bombs, 700 RBIs.
Dude, I would.
Steroids?
The Mariners win the pennant.
If all those happen, I will eat a shoe. All right. Like, gladly.
Who throws a shoe, honestly?
Things to be excited about, just the AL in general. I think it's going to be very fun to watch everything that happens in that league.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for me, what I love about opening day is I was like scrolling through, you know, all the matchups and stuff, and it was like, oh, what games am I going to watch? Like, if I got the Tribe on one screen and I got to watch something else, I always tend to go to pitching matchups. You know?
Oh yeah,
it's like a random Tuesday, and you're like, well, what game am I going to watch? Well. Garrett Crochet versus Nathan Eovaldi.
Ooh.
Not bad,
yeah.
Zach Wheeler versus Mackenzie Gore.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, not bad.
All right.
Clay Holmes versus Framber Valdez.
That's good.
Oh, hey.
I think I have a sneaky one.
Tanner Bibee versus Cole Reagans. Oh, hi.
I think I have one where you look at the teams, you're like, ew, but then you realize who the starting pitchers are. You know where I'm going with this?
Are you going Paul Skeen, Sandy Alcantara?
Yes.
Yeah, baby!
Love it.
Like, if you
Pirates,
say to someone...
Marlins, it might be the only game of each team I watch this year.
If you say to someone just off the cuff, like, dude, you know, opening day, I'm excited to watch that Pirates...
I'm actually going to watch Pirates.
I'm excited to watch that Pirates Marlins. They're like, what the hell is wrong with you? And then you're like, wait, it's Skeen's Alcantara. And they're like, oh, okay. All right, it's all good now.
Logan Webb versus Hunter Green.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Gets a little jostle in my pants.
Chris Sale versus Michael King.
Yeah. I like Michael King.
I'm telling you, man, I think this Pirates-Marlins matchup takes the cake.
Ronaldo Lopez versus Sonny Gray.
Yeah, Sonny's kind of aging. He's all right.
Pablo Lopez.
Sorry. Pablo.
Still.
I was wrong, Lopez.
Honestly,
how about the ESPN nightcap?
Yeah,
Tarik Skubal, Blake Snell.
That's up there. That's fighting pound for pound with the Skeens and Alcantara matchup right there.
Steel Gallen in the nightcap, Cubs at D-backs.
Okay.
Luis Severino, Logan Gilbert.
Dude,
Come on. That's a really good. It's not Paul Skeens versus Alcantara, but it's close.
I
swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
I think the best pitching matchup of the day, most intriguing, is Skeens Alcantara.
So those are some of the pitching matchups. I'm curious if, you know, I'm a fantasy guy, but I know you guys aren't as much into it as I am. I'm curious, are there any players on specific teams?
I go to fantasy video from time to
time. I'm curious if there's any players on some specific teams that you'd be interested in watching. And we'll get to that next. But first, we'll toss it over to Schultzy with sports. But there is a game tomorrow, on Thursday, that I am very intrigued. It's at 1 o'clock.
All right, let me try and guess. I'm looking at the 1 o'clock slate. And you say you are intrigued.
It's a specific player I want to watch.
Oh, okay. 1 o'clock, specific player.
Might be the only game I watch of this team all season.
Oh, okay. Well, that
probably gives it away.
1 o'clock. You know what? I'm stumped because, one, there's too many games at 1 o'clock. And is it? Don't tell me it's Mike Trout.
It's Mike Trout.
What?
It's Mike Trout. Mike Trout's back, baby.
You've seen him He's back, many times.
Baby. He's back, baby.
You've seen him a million times.
What better way to start his reclamation project, getting ready to... He's going to hit 300 home runs in the next 5 years.
Is Mike Trout the Anthony Davis of MLB? Oh, did I just...
Well, has an AD won a ring?
You so just ruined it for me.
I don't
me.
Think
I
you
just,
can call
did
him.
I just,
you
I,
just poo-pooed.
We're 34 minutes into this show, and I know no, Patrick is.
He might be
Patrick
less
is
than
not
that.
Happy.
No, seriously, AD won a ring. Mike Trout probably will never win one, so I don't even think that's an equal comparison, unfortunately.
So Mike Trout, that's what's getting your goat, huh?
Dude, I think he's my guy all year. I think he's the dude all year that I want to watch.
Like, all of the year up until July?
Come April 20th, like I'm done.
Like, I so desperately want him to be good.
I do too, man. Trust me. Like, I would love for Mike Trout to just give us, like, 5 seasons in a row of just pure dominance.
Dude, if he had 45 bombs in the next 5 seasons.
That'd be cool. Dude, that'd be awesome. I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd be stoked that. I have nothing against Mike Trout.
That's like 235 home runs.
I am bummed that he has been as banged up as he has been the last couple of years, obviously. I think everybody is, all baseball fans are. So there's nothing more than I would love to see Mike Trout just go off.
I think I want to see Corey Seager in Texas. I think I'm very interested to see how he starts the season.
Okay.
Being hurt a lot. I'm very, very curious about Jackson Holiday.
I am
too.
See
how he does.
Yes.
I think an under-the-radar player to watch might be Bo Bichette. This is his year.
Bichette
is about to decide if he's a big leaguer.
He can have
a bad
start.
Are you
going to
go hang out with Kevin Biggio? Or are you going to go hang out with Vladdy Guerrero Jr.?
He can have a bad start to the season. You know, take these first 3 games off. You know, go 1-for-12 in the opening series, and then he can start playing well.
I will have a side eye on the Twins.
I'm surprised you're not going to have a side eye or both eyes on your boy in Cincinnati at 110.
Well, the thing with Tito is this is a long burn. I'm excited to see what the Reds look like in June. There's talent on that team. They got a couple starters. I love Nick Martinez in the rotation. Hunter Green, dark horse Cy Young candidate. Ellie De La Cruz on the cover of the show. Or was it Gunnar Henderson? Or was it Bobby Witt?
I think it was Gunnar Henderson. I think they did multiple this year, though.
I know they did. I was teasing, making jokes.
Well, it wasn't Bobby Witt. I'll tell you that much. They gave it to the better shortstop.
I like how we both inhaled at the same time.
I'm poking the bear today.
Is Bobby playing on Thursday?
Bobby Witt?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He might be. Who cares? You know, I mean, opening
day. Well, I think a lot of people care.
Opening day, you know, whether you're ready for it, you know, it's overrated, you know?
You want to know a really dirty secret from me? Is that I'm excited for opening day because I love baseball and I'm going to watch some baseball. But once basketball starts, I'm watching basketball.
Not even the Mariners game?
It's 162 games.
Well, it's opening day,
yeah,
you
man.
Bastard. I mean, you're not going to go dual screen?
Got to watch the first one and the last one, right?
Your snot-nosed kids don't have a tablet that you can watch it on?
No, I got a tablet they're not allowed to touch.
That's a smart move.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. Wind up with peanut butter and, the charging port.
I could go phone, laptop, tablet, TV.
Yeah, why not? Come on, man. It's 2025. We got the attention span for that.
I would like to see if Chris Sale gets out of the second inning.
I love that.
I have a really strong feeling that Chris Sale is not going to be very good this year.
Regress to the mean.
Yeah. He hasn't been good for a while.
I don't know. It seems like the Braves are one of those teams that they're kind of like the Astros, where it's like if you're a pitcher and you go to the Braves, somehow they just got it figured out and you can be a really good pitcher with them.
You can do that in the Astros too, but that's because, you know, well.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Red Sox are kind of like this dog. Now too.
Oh, yeah, really? What's the common thread here?
Oh. Chin stroke. We'll have to keep an eye on the Tigers. That was a very suspect run at the end of the year, AJ Hinch.
I will definitely have Tigers Dodgers on. The ESPN night game, the big game, I will do that. I will definitely have that on the tube.
The Jack Flaherty game.
Except he's not pitching.
Well, I know, but
he might pitch Tigers the next day, though.
Went from Tigers to Dodgers.
Do you think he's pitching
Tigers
the next day? Let's look on Friday.
The Jack Flaherty Bowl. How about the Jack Flaherty series
versus Yoshi
On Saturday or Friday
at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yoshi on Friday. Color me intrigued.
They went with Blake Snell. Oh, that's right, because Yoshi and Roki have already pitched. Can we call him Blakey yet?
Yeah, why not? Let's just do the whole Y. Tyler E.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from saying anything and getting myself canceled.
And out of the bullpen comes Blakey Trinan.
Blake Akuchi.
Michael E. Kopech. Let's go.
Michael E.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm going to watch baseball all day. I'm not going to watch basketball.
I will not do it. I wish I could figure out what's the best matchup.
Opening day game matchup.
You know, because I'm with you. Skeens, Alcantara.
It's the best pitching
matchup. That's the best pitching matchup. Yeah. Especially because I want to see if Sandy is back. And I also want to know, like, Skeens won Rookie of the Year. And it's like, well, he's the Vegas odds on favorite. I wish I could bet on Skeens not winning the MVP. Like, I want to take the field. Vegas let you take the field?
I don't know if they
offer up a pick, yes, but that's not always the case.
But you got to, like, pick a guy. It's nothing against Paul Skeens, but it's like, are we doing sophomore slump here? What's going on?
I can make a case for a lot of these games as to why one is more intriguing than the other. Like, I'm looking at all of them. You know, it's hard to narrow down, like, this is the matchup of the day. Like, Mets-Astros, that's a really good matchup
there. Really good matchup. I love San Francisco-Cincinnati. I think that's...
Angels-White Sox. I mean...
Mike Trout.
Red Sox-Rangers. That's intriguing to me. I wouldn't say it's the best matchup of the day.
Sox pitcher against a Red Sox pitcher?
It's intriguing to me. The Red Sox-Rangers game. Brewers-Yankees. Two division winners last year.
Are we gonna poop all over
Devin Williams game? Possibly gonna pitch against his former team
with a beard
game.
Still.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
Yeah, honestly, I might have to say that the ESPN matchup though of Dodgers Tigers. I mean,
I think it's the best game of the day.
Yeah, Tigers. I mean, the way that they finished season last year, one of the teams that has the most aspirations for this year to return to their form that they had in those last 2 months. And then the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They're in a tier of their own. So I would say that matchup's ESPN got it right in having that being their opening day game. I mean, Cubs Diamondbacks. I'm excited to see Kyle Tucker. The Diamondbacks are getting a lot of love preseason as well.
I need to know if I should re-up on my VPN.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that's just... You know, automatic charge every year.
But I only have it for the Mariners.
Well, I feel like you should have it for security reasons. I don't know if you've been reading recently, but our national security isn't even that great. So
I'm good. I'm in the thread.
You're on what is it, Stinger or whatever it is, whatever it's called.
They tagged me in it. I'm up to date.
Going to bomb location. Text later. Muscle arm emoji.
Is it me? No, it's not me. Okay.
100 emoji.
We're good. We're good. All right. That's enough about opening day. We might come back to some more opening day, but the Mariners locked up one of their cornerstones. Is this a good sign going forward? There's a lot of intricate things going on in this. Telling your agent to go bleep themselves is an interesting factor. And choosing Seattle over your agent to go bleep themselves is also another interesting factor. Let's slide over to the Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh signs a long-term contract extension with the Mariners. How does this play out? That's next. 10A The Fan. Was there a guy in college basketball who told his coach, do not give me the MF in ball?
No, I think the Maryland player said, give me the MF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Derek Queen or whatever his name
traveling,
is.
Traveling Queen.
Traveling
Queen.
He takes 10 steps to game winning.
But it's legal.
Shots, yeah.
Apparently.
That was a good shot.
You though. Can walk.
You can carry. Taking your team to 16.
It's just Colorado State.
Nobody really cares. Give him the traveling queen. That was kind of nice. That was kind of nice.
Appreciate you guys. It worked. It worked.
All right. The Mariners signed Cal Raleigh to a contract extension. 6 years, $105 million deal.
Big dumper.
Real quick.
Bear near catcher, buddy.
Real quick. Bo Naylor is a god, and you watch your mouth.
Actually. I was talking about Adley, but he kills
Bo Naylor. Oh, right. Austin Hedges is our other guy. Got it.
And then Samuel Basayo.
What?
Kazoo tight.
You don't know about Samuel Basayo?
Is that like their third catcher that you're like keying in on?
You will know him very shortly, my friends.
Before we get into what this means for the Mariners, this is the fifth largest deal for a catcher in Major League Baseball history.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun little fact. That's a stat for my ass.
Number four is JT Realmuto in 2021 to 2025 is 115.5. Will Smith for the Dodgers in 24 to 33. That's a big old deal.
God, and then he ruined
140 mil.
Then he ruined his career slapping Chris Rock.
Buster Posey. 2013 to 2021. These are giant deals. 167 mil. And number one in 2011 is Joe Mauer, 184 million from 2011 to 2018. An inflation calculator draws that up to $261 million.
Last half of that, he played first base. So he signed it when he was a catcher, but yeah.
Still, that's a lot of money for a catcher.
And it's a lot of money for the Twins, too.
How many little dumpers can you buy for $105 million?
Well, only one, and his name is Cal Raleigh.
His name is Cal Raleigh.
Good for him.
This has to be a good move for Seattle, okay? You're basically saying you've got Logan Gilbert and George Kirby locked up for another, like, 4 years. You've got Julio on a massive deal. Now you've got Cal Raleigh, okay? Your foundation is built, correct?
See?
Now you just got to hope it pays out.
Well, the one thing with Cal Raleigh is that you just don't get a lot of catchers seemingly ever that hit for power. And so if you get a good catcher at the position of being just a good catcher in general, like that has a lot of value. But then if you're able to get, I mean, how many did he hit last year? Did he get 35. To 30?
Yeah, 35 and 100.
How many were the year before that?
29 or 32 or something like that.
You don't get that out of a catcher, like, ever, it feels like.
Along with that, leading the league in runners thrown out on base the last two seasons as well.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's what I'm saying. It's like having a catcher that is good at the catcher position where he can be the counterpart to a battery coupled any day, any pitcher, doesn't matter who. I know certain pitchers like to pitch with certain catchers, but he's a great catcher, and when you can hit for power like that, that makes you extremely valuable and well worth the contract that you just got.
Yeah, and I think the biggest deal for him, too, is he's a Gold Glove catcher. Just won the Gold Glove in the American League. He's an all-star. Platinum. Yeah, platinum
best,
glove.
I mean, he's got that platinum on his chest.
Platinum glove winner.
Best fielder of all of baseball last season.
I think another thing that I love about this, and to Joe's point, but also to, like, what I'm getting at here is 35 bombs. from a catcher that catches everyone in your rotation. You know, this isn't John Lester. I need David Ross. This isn't Tim Wakefield. I need whoever that
Doug Mirabelli.
Doug Mirabelli. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My pitches are so weird that Mirabelli was the only dude that could catch them.
And wore a softball glove to catch them.
Yeah, yeah. And like, there's been some guys on the Braves over the years that I've seen, mostly because the Braves really haven't had that great defensive catchers or game calling kind of catchers. But Cal Raleigh catches everyone in the rotation. So you're talking about the game manager, 35 bombs, throwing people out at second, and a platinum gold glover.
And he loves Seattle.
Is this a deal?
I think it's a very
Is it a steal?
It's a team-friendly deal, yeah. He's probably underpaid in those years of free agency. If you look at the average of his contract, he's around $20 million each year. The original contract that he was going to get this year got torn up. He's now only making $1 million with a $10 million signing bonus. That only incrementally raises the next 3 years. And then after those 3 years of free agency that the Mariners bought out, there's a vesting option for another $20 million. So he could hit certain numbers and be around until 2031 in Seattle. I'd say that's a pretty good plan to me. And looking at the market for power hitters right now, once again, 20 mil, a steal.
Yeah, in 2028 is when the contract nearly doubles per year to a whopping 23 per year.
That's big money for the Mariners.
In 2030, it's $23 million per year. In 2031, it's $20 million vesting player option. I mean, what are they going to do? They're financially strapped. I mean, they just screwed themselves with this contract.
Cal Raleigh basically fired Scott Boras to make this deal happen.
Yeah, he wanted to stay here.
Who on their right mind wants to stay in Seattle?
It's not so much about that. I think it's more seeing what your agent screwed up for Jordan Montgomery and for Blake Snell last season.
I don't know. Jordan Montgomery is about, he was pretty bad last year, and he's not going to pitch this year. Call me crazy.
That's an upgrade.
That sounds like a really great contract, in my opinion.
That's an upgrade from being really, really bad to just not playing at all.
It's like, hey,
I'd rather you had not played.
Last year, I had a minus 1.5 war. This year, I'm a zero. I mean, that's better.
He missed out on a $200 deal, though. And I think that's what the issue that's the Scott Boras
negotiation. But I do dream of being paid millions to do nothing.
Well, damn
I
right.
I do dream of that.
Wouldn't it be nice to be Anthony Rendon? I mean, the way that Scott Boras negotiates contracts, though, I feel like that's kind of on the way out. It's not just Cal that dropped him. It was Montgomery after that contract flub-up happened. And I'm pretty sure a handful of other players have dropped him as well. I feel like the new age of baseball signings is getting young guys in their 20s with team-friendly deals. That's what the Royals
Acuna,
did.
Tatis,
exactly. Yeah,
Witt,
Albies, that's what the Mariners
Bregman already did one.
Exactly. Julio did one with the Mariners already, so yeah.
Yeah, this is a great deal. I think that is a steal. Checks all the boxes for the team as far as team-friendly. I mean, paying a catcher this type of money when he gives you that output. I mean, he was one of the only bright spots of the team last year.
That's a fact.
Sure, you'd like him to maybe hit a little bit better for average. But again, when you're getting that slugging out of him like you do, and then the performance of a catcher like him, great deal.
100 RBIs, 73 runs on a team that couldn't score runs.
Yeah, they only had 74 last year.
Set a career high in walks and on base percentage last year. I don't know. Are guys like Cal Raleigh saying, I'm going to fire my agent and stay here because I think we're building something? Is that enough to get a free agent to Seattle?
I mean, are they willing to pay one?
I mean, they're going to have to pay some of the guys that they already have. I mean, obviously with...
staring at you, Logan Gilbert.
And staring at you,
and George
Julio,
Kirby.
In what, 2 years?
Julio's already... He signed a massive $250 million deal that could climb to near $500 million
that's
with
true.
Incentives.
That's true.
Jorge Polanco?
Shut up. Then again, it's a...
Rowdy Tellez?
Is it a matter of, I mean, are they going to be able to spend money to get free agents? Yeah, I mean, you're locking your dudes up. Just hopefully, I mean... How many years on Randy Rosarena's contract is left?
He's in arbitration two. Still.
Still?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's only been in the league for... I think this is his final arbitration season that he just hit with the Mariners. And he's making
he was
about
in the 2020 World
million.
Series, was he not?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
My God.
But this is now the 2025 season, and
arbitration
he was...
Very long, I know, but
busy.
I think he was a rookie, too, or a year after being a rookie.
I think that was his rookie year, but God, that is just... So long to be in arbitration, I feel like.
All right, coming up in the second hour.
Like, I understand that's what it is, but God, it's like, dude.
Go ask Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Or not Kyle Tucker. Go ask Chris Bryant.
Go get
about arbitration.
Oh, God.
Just itching and scratching to get that money.
All right, coming up in the second hour, we got a lot more to get to. We're up fair or foul. Plus, have you ever played left field when you don't play left field? We'll get to all that next. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 10A the Fan.
I am definitely not a cool kid. I'm a nerd. I'm a radio nerd. I'm just like you, Patrick, okay?
Oh, yeah? Who's the chosen one in Star Wars?
Again, radio nerd. not nerd nerd, okay?
Luke's not the chosen one?
Technically, Anakin is the
chosen
one.
See, there we go. I knew he was going to pull it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are the chosen one. Oh, God, yeah. All right.
You're supposed to bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness.
Nerd alert.
Well,
nerd alert.
If y'all wouldn't have pushed him so hard not to, then maybe he would have responded better.
Nerd alert.
Jedi has no attachments.
I didn't like sand. It gets everywhere.
It's something worse. Like that.
It's coarse and gets everywhere.
It's coarse, and I'm a whiner.
Who murders children.
Yeah, God. See, we're nerding out pretty well here, I think.
That movie's coming back to the screen for the 25th anniversary.
Are you serious?
In late April.
Wait, like the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go. And when Anakin pulls out that lightsaber to kill kids, I bet you the theater's going to be like, "Woo! Do it, Anakin! Do it!" If it's anything like Reddit loves that. Kill them kids. It's like my kids. I'd beat them, but they're just not mine. So it's like illegal or something. Oh.
Did they make sure to
something, I don't know.
Edit out every scene of Jar Jar Binks or every mention or every moment of
it? You know, there is this thing called the Phantom Edit.
Oh,
which is the Phantom Menace, and somebody went through and edited out all the BS. It's an hour and 15 minutes long.
Oh, I love that.
Because they got rid of like all the Jar Jar Binks scenes and like 2/3 of the pod racing.
It's literally just the intro, the scrolling story, and then over.
Roll fights. Credits.
And then that's it.
Over.
Yeah.
If you missed any of the first hour.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast, 10athefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it rhyme with something, though?
No, it doesn't. It rhymes with
Nerd Alertify.
503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. We got fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. And Joe, I don't really understand how this came about, because I was like looking into, do you have some like baller prospect that needs that spot? But can you, for the life of you or me, think, why is it such a conundrum to put Jose Altuve in left field for the Astros? Why is this where we're going to go? Are we so worried about his defensive efficiency that he can't play second anymore?
I think it's because they made the choice of just getting rid of a bunch of good players.
Now they're going to be bad.
And so they're like, dude, just please, just do something for us.
Isn't it
Mauricio? So it's more
Dubon?
Out of necessity.
Yes.
Isn't it Dubon now at second that they're putting in? The young kid that they had kind of played in second.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not like some.
No.
Flashy.
Like, oh my God. This guy's next Jeff Kent.
Yeah, it's the top prospect of the Astros. He's going to be the second baseman for the next 15 years.
If my kid is the next Jeff Kent, I'll punch him in
the face.
Why
are you laughing? Jeff Kent was solid.
He was a good player.
He was a good player that everybody hates.
Hey, I want a winner, okay?
Look.
On the field. I don't care if he's a loser and a D off the field, okay?
Look, you know how.
Get me dubs.
You know how I feel about steroid people. If you ask me, who do you want, Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds, like, I'd punch you for asking me that. Like, Jeff Kent can go home.
Can I choose neither?
What kind of question
is that? No, I choose Bonds, like, every day of the week.
Would you rather have Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds?
That's talking about if you got to have douche after douche.
There's some baseball savant out there that's like, you know, I really want to solidify that middle infield, so I think I might be leaning Jeff Kent here.
You can have Jeff Kent, or you have to deal with Bonds, Schilling, Pete Rose, and Ty Cobb. I'm not taking Jeff Kent.
What's the all-time lineup of baseball D-bags?
D-bags?
Was it, it wasn't...
I mean, A.J. Pierzynski behind home plate.
Was it,
I'd say Brian McCann, possibly,
I'll
too.
Take A.J. every day over that.
Jeff Bagwell?
No.
I got no issue with Bagwell.
Who was the former Astro? God, I'm getting...
Bergman?
Yes, there
that
we
people
go.
Hated?
Yes.
I didn't remember that about him.
Yeah, I think it was Lance Berkman. Like, Oh, who's the dude that recently got in a fight with Patrick Mahomes' dad? Down in New Orleans?
Oh, who was that?
Oh, my God. It's going to kill me.
Dang it. I know this dude during the Super Bowl.
It was. Oh, my God. It's killing me. I have it right here. Where is it? John Rocker.
Oh. John Rocker or Jeff Kent?
I mean, John Rocker.
I might take John Rocker.
Oh, as far as who's the bigger douchebag?
No, who would you rather have on your team?
Oh, I'd rather have Jeff Kent.
John Rocker, Kenny Powers. That's
I'd rather have Jeff Kent. But yeah, John Rocker is definitely the winner in the bigger douchebag category for sure.
But I'd rather hang with him. Oh, he'd show you a fun time, and then he'd leave you on the side of the road.
Yeah, and then after the third or fourth beer, he would start saying some really outlandish stuff. They'd be like,
I'm not with him.
John, I don't think you can say that out loud.
I'd rather talk politics and stocks with Kurt Schilling than hang out with Jeff Kent.
Kurt Schilling, Kurt, bankrupted an entire state.
Kurt, how did you lose all your money?
Kurt, I'm going to pour some whiskey. Can you call your buddy Phil Mickelson? Can you call Hefty and get Hefty in here?
John Rocker, how do you feel
about that? I got a buddy that calls Phil Mickelson Hefty.
The Hefty
instead
lefty.
Of Lefty. He just calls him Hefty.
I like that.
John Rocker, can you tell me how you feel about the border?
Didn't he say something about how he hates taking the train?
Yes!
A bunch of, like, dirty Mexicans or something.
Yes! That's what he said. Dude.
Something.
I will find the quote.
When he was a Yankee?
Yes.
No, it was after.
It was after, yeah. Yeah, dude, that guy, yeah. He's definitely Hall of Fame douchebag.
The Braves gave up on him first, then the Yankees took a
chance,
right?
Yeah, but he was really good for the Braves.
Well, of course, the Yankees are the ones that always take a chance on a really good player.
I like to think that Rocker Kid in Texas is his son because he's black, and that would make things so much
I can't even say this quote on air because it is so...
Don't even
try. Can you, like, bleep it? Like heavy bleep it. Like, give me non-textual bleeping.
Dude, like, the first... sentence and a half, you're like, okay, this is getting pretty bad. And then he just dies off the deep end.
No, dude, just bleep it.
It's the most hectic. So someone asked about playing in New York again for the Yankees and Mets. He's like, I'd retire first. It's the most hectic, nerve-wracking city. Imagine having to take the 7 train to the ballpark looking like you're riding through Beirut next to some kid with purple hair, next to some...
bleeping.
With AIDS. Right next to some
dude.
Oh,
he dropped the F word.
No, he dropped the Q word.
Oh.
All right.
Right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the fourth time. Right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids.
Jesus.
It's depressing.
I mean, the guy out of jail and purple hair is accurate. The other statements, you're a jackass, buddy.
The biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners.
Oh.
You can walk an entire block of Times Square and not hear anybody speak English.
Once again, to our listeners, these are John Rocker quotes.
Joe is reading quotes. Asians and Koreans and Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up there. How the hell did they get in this country?
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
John Rocker.
USA! USA!
John Rocker.
John Rocker. Like I said, I like to think that Rocker Kid in Texas is related to him.
You know what's funny about that is that Asians, Koreans, and Spanish people, a lot better baseball players than John Rocker.
That is very much true.
And possibly Indians. They do love cricket.
Yeah, could you like Happy Gilmore it? Like turn a cricket player into a baseball player and like all of a sudden... This guy is just smoke show every time.
Yeah. I'm not.
You just got to teach. What?
I think we need to move on.
What?
Because I'm thinking of things in my head and jokes that I'm sure John Rocker would appreciate. But.
Good God. I don't have that many dump buttons, guys.
Yeah. So.
Get to your happy place.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
Get to your happy
place. What did Adam Sandler say in the trailer for the new Happy Gilmore? Like, I got to come up with a more socially correct happy place now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go see that movie.
You don't have to. It's on Netflix.
I will say, this is a funny...
I think I'm going to press play on that movie.
That baby.
Like, I haven't seen Super Troopers 2, because I'm too terrified.
I don't think you need to.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Super Troopers 1 is so great.
Well, and the Super Troopers 2 was, like, a crowdfunded...
That I'm terrified of. But I think Happy Gilmore 2, I think I'm going to watch that.
It's got Paige Spranick in it.
Who's that?
Oh, she's the hot blonde golfer.
Oh, and we watch Modern Family at my house.
Hey, that's has...
Is that not her?
Yeah, it's no. Yeah. That's not Paige Spranick.
No,
but it's the main lead from Happy Gilmore, though.
Yeah,
the mom, right?
Yeah, she's the mom in Modern Family.
Forgetting her name. No, Paige Spranick is a really hot blonde golfer that was never good at like professional golf.
The Anna Kournikova of golf.
But she's
basically
she's got some assets up top that she lets people know that she knows she's got those assets. So John Rocker also said, nowhere else in this country do people spit at you, throw bottles at you, throw quarters at you, throw batteries at you and say, hey, I did your mother last night. She's a whore. I talked about what degenerates they were, and they proved me right.
This is
maybe they talk to you that way because you're an ass.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Man, yeah. I forgot about all these. This is fascinating going back down this rabbit hole. Wow.
Well, I mean, John Rocker pitched. Is he in the 90s?
Yes. 90s, 2000s.
So then those Braves-Yankees World Series, that's John Rocker running out of the bullpen. Remember he used to run out of the bullpen?
Man, his crazy eyes.
Was that
full sprint?
Yeah.
Oh no! Full, you know what? Sprint. He actually never pitched for the Yankees. He pitched for the Braves, and then he pitched for the Indians at the time, the Rangers, and then his final season for two games with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yeah, and that, honestly, what I just read you is like a fifth of his controversy Wikipedia page. Like that is just
NSFW.
That is just a small part of it.
And that's why I thought he played in New York, because he had a lot of crappy things to say.
Well, he played in Atlanta, so that's, you know, 12 games a year minimum and
going to the
playing
Mets.
He
could be their shortstop until Neto comes back, right?
They'll take anybody.
You didn't make the Angels. I was talking to them yesterday about a contract.
They'll take anybody.
I mean, they needed a second baseman or middle infielder.
I was like,
coming out of the bullpen for the Angels, Trevor Bauer.
Well, I told the Angels, like, hey, if you need to pay someone millions of dollars for them not to play, I'm your guy.
I'm your guy.
I could easily do that. Come on.
Joe, you were talking to me in the break about Major League ESPN.
More outlandish stuff that John Rocker said. No, ESPN, because I know what gets all radio listeners hot and heavy out there. It's lists, baby.
List radio.
List
Shout
radio.
Out Luke Anderson.
Let's go. They have the teams tiered. They have them ranked 1 through 30. Dodgers, of course, in their own tier. The almighty Dodgers, they called them on ESPN. Tier 2, the biggest threats to Los Angeles' throne. But what surprised me on this list, I only got through like the top 10. But the top 5 teams, all National League.
It's Dodgers 1.
Okay.
It's Braves 2.
Correct.
It is... Phillies 3.
Correct.
Mets 4.
Correct. Did you look at this?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, dude. Dude.
5 is going to be the Diamondbacks.
That is correct.
Damn.
Patricio.
Hot damn.
I'm kind of hot right now. You know what? Let's take a break. Yeah, that is your top 5. That is your top 5. And they also have little blurbs in here, you know, about like the thing we'll be talking about most this season.
Controversial opinion. I don't understand why the Braves are number 2. I see why they do it, but there's so many question marks.
I don't think
is Strider healthy? Is Acuna healthy?
Well, and that's the thing. I think the question
Albies
mark
is going to come bounce back.
I think their biggest question mark is, are they going to have the worst luck of injuries ever for the second year in a row? Because that's what happened last year. Is
yeah.
Like half your team died, and they are now resurrected. So this should be fun. I would have to look at our picture. I'm pretty sure I had them winning the division, the NL East.
I think I did too.
Yeah, I think we were all split
on
that.
No, I took the Phillies. No, I took the Phillies.
I will check the records.
I'm pretty sure I took the Phillies because I think their window is closing.
Yes.
And they've got to figure it out.
Phillies for Patrick, Braves for Joe, and Will/Jordan took the Mets. So you're on the Mets train this year, baby.
Yay, Juan Soto. Woo.
Yeah. But that was.
No. Jesse Winker.
Woo. Oh, God.
As a Mariners fan, I no. Full middle finger to that guy.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about Jesse Winker. Spiking helmets into the ground coming in for home. I still can't believe he did that.
He was part of that massive brawl, too, between, oh my God, was it the Astros or the Angels in the Mariners?
Can I flip off on YouTube? They don't care, right?
Yeah.
It's, okay, great, great, great.
Internet is not FCC regulated. Quite frankly, internet's not really regulated at all, it seems like, nowadays.
Shout out the YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, here it goes. You can see me now. I'm pumping, and then it's just birds, 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 birds.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Top five are all NL teams. And speaking of birds, you know who they have ranked as the number one American League team?
I think it's the right move. I do. I think the Orioles, I mean, we were laughing in the break, Joe, like, you need to go get Sandy right now. He's available. And the second the Cardinals are in last place in mid-May, go get Sonny Gray. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, I guess so.
You know.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Jackson is now a MLB starter, okay? Rutsch, Gunner, like, your core are now in the league, okay? And if Miami's going to want prospects, St. Louis is going to want prospects. They don't want guys they actually have to pay.
Well, and you know how I mentioned Samuel Basayo earlier in the show?
Yeah.
He's our top prospect, and I really don't want to let him go for anything. Like, the dude is, like, he's 6'4", 180, just
I don't
smokes
know,
absolute bombs.
I don't know, dude. Garrett Cole going down, man. Like, this is your chance.
I know.
This is your chance.
I know, and it's a bummer that this season's already riddled with, you know, bumps and bruises. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Grayson
opening
Rodriguez.
Day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
No, it's not. Grayson Rodriguez is out with elbow inflammation, which is always
how as bad they've been now.
Well, it could get worse. It could be TJ next. Who knows? Gunner's not going to start the season. Again, there is enough 1-9 for this team that gets my pants tight. It is just the starting pitching that is going to have me concerned. The one thing that is going to make me happy, though, is getting out of the starting pitching and getting to the bullpen, because King Felix is back, baby.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
The
in
one ever, true Jerry. King.
In ever.
No.
Yes.
What? Give me 7, 8, 9, and 10. Don't tell me them, but tell me their league.
7, 8, 9 American League, 10 National League.
7, 8, 9 American League. Okay, so Orioles are 6.
Yes.
7, I'm going with the Yankees.
Yes.
8, I am going with the Red Sox.
No.
Oh!
They are 9.
Okay. Is it the Twins?
No.
The Royals?
Nope.
Oh.
It is my Texas Rangers, baby.
See, you keep thinking they're out there because I think their starting rotation is worse than the Orioles.
I'm big on the Rangers this year. Back to take the throne.
And then number 10 is the National League?
Number 10 is National League, yes.
And that is
Colorado Rockies?
It's probably a team from the Central, the Brewers.
It is not the Brewers.
Cubs?
It's not the Cubs.
Then it's the Padres.
It is the Padres, yeah.
The Padres who want to, like, sell all their great players.
Yeah, and get every shortstop known to man.
Well, they lost one. He's in Tampa now. The best one.
Why am I blanking?
Haesung Kim. He's in Tampa.
It's like, wait, Xander's still there?
He's in Tampa.
Manny's still there?
I don't know who's playing shortstop for him.
Fernando Tatis, while he is a shortstop and also everything else.
I assume Xander Bogaerts is going to play shortstop for them?
I would assume so, yeah.
I mean, Tatis ain't leaving right field.
No. They're keeping him out there.
He's a platinum glover out there.
Number 12 on this list, Jordan.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Your Seattle Mariners, the number 12 team, according to ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. That's so, like, they could be mediocre. They could be slightly better than mediocre.
Says the thing
that's
we'll be talking
about. But not impossible.
Definitely not impossible.
No.
The thing we'll be talking about most this season, the Mariners offense, of course.
It's an A-bomb.
What are you doing over there?
Dude, what are you
just trolling?
Just back to 9-7, you jerk.
Just trolling.
If anything, can I get a Rick Riz hit by a foul ball, please?
No, I don't have it.
It's in the library.
I don't have it. The closest I got is
Diamondbacked rattle.
Yeah.
There's some good ones, man. We need to keep adding. We need to keep adding to it.
Oh, man. Swing and a foul.
There you go.
It's so brutal.
Swing
it's
and
like,
a foul.
Did you just throw a
Jesus, man. Poor Rick Riz, too. Like, they were asking him about that this morning. And he's like, yeah, I'm able to laugh at it now. You know, I don't really want to hear it. you know.
Swinging a foul. Back.
I'm pretty sure Brandon was like this close to firing that thing. I'm like, Rick, here, listen to it, man.
Don't. Glad he didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad Rick said, I don't really want to hear it, because I think Sprague, he was asking him about it. He's like, have you heard it? And Rick was like, you know, I laugh at it now, but I haven't heard it. Quite frankly, I don't really want to. I think Sprague was like, okay, take my finger off.
What did he call him? What did he call him?
Braden.
Braden. Braden's not bad.
Braden, and I just find it funny how he corrected himself and said Brandon, but did not correct the fact that he called him Allen.
I feel like Swag was probably in his ear. He's like, excuse me, Mr. Riz, but his name is Brandon. Allen, though, you nailed it.
Oh, God. But yeah, Seattle Mariners 12, your Cleveland Guardians scrolling.
Great value.
Oh, my God. 19.
Great value.
Jesus.
ALCS last year. Not much change.
The one thing they'll be talking about most this season, Jose Ramirez's supporting cast. And whether it's good enough to compete.
They lost
again.
Josh Naylor, and he went super high in fantasy drafts, but he bats like 230 and swings so hard that he doesn't hit the ball.
Hey, I just hope Pickles legend Kyle Manzardo has a great
dude,
second
Manzo.
Year.
Manzo's going to do it, dude.
It's a nice mustache.
Manzo's going to do it.
It's a solid stash. And Coug legend, Kyle Manzardo.
Kyle Manzardo played for the Cougs. Go Wazoo.
He's checking all the boxes for you. How is he not your favorite player? How do you not have a Kyle Manzardo jersey?
I should get a Kyle Manzardo jersey.
You should. You should probably reach out to the Pickles and see if that's something that they can do.
A Pickles jersey?
No, you need a tri-split jersey that is
Wazoo,
Guardians,
Pickles. Nice.
That's a lot of stitching.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Oh, do you want to try and guess like the bottom
three? I want to
three?
Try and guess the bottom.
Bottom three.
Start
bottom
from
five.
The bottom and then go up.
So start at 30 and then?
Start at 30 and go up.
I think it's more fun to start at 25 or, I don't know. No?
I want to go the other way.
Do what you want. Worst team.
30 is the White Sox.
Yeah.
29 is the Rockies.
29 is not the Rockies.
The Marlins.
It is the
Marlins.
See,
that's stupid because they have Sandy, and that's more than anybody else does.
Yeah. I love how it says for the Marlins, the thing we'll be talking about most this season, Miami's next big trade. Not acquiring. Definitely giving up.
Okay, so White Sox, Marlins, then the Rockies.
Yes, correct. This just kills me. The thing we'll be talking about most this season for the Rockies, the long road ahead. It's like, Jesus.
Well, Tovar at shortstop, I like him. Like,
my God.
And then after the Rockies.
At 27
has to be. This is when it gets real
tough.
Think
about it. Think about teams that are going to be bad this year.
The Angels.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was worried because they signed a ton of dudes. They have the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes.
They have a bunch of dudes that are people you know, names you know, you've had them on your fantasy team, but they're still going to be super bad, despite the fact that they have one of the best managers in baseball who likes to do a little nose candy on the side.
That's right. I forgot.
Right after the Angels.
Forgot about old Ronnie boy.
Right after the Angels. Now, this is where I think it gets really difficult.
Like at 26?
Yeah. It's the Pirates.
No. I'll give you a hint. I thought they were going to be the worst team in MLB last year. Do you remember the team who I was not buying at all and actually ended up being a good little ball club?
Good little ball club.
I would say, not say good. I would say not as bad ball club last year.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
No, they are 25th. I'm talking about the Washington next. Nationals.
Oh, the Natties.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to place a future bets on the Natties.
Like in 5 years?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like I can see playoffs in their
of
future.
All
but
the teams down there, and I know this is like a duh because they're ranked higher than them, but of all the teams down there, I like the Nats more than all of them.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Cruz, Wood.
Abrams. Yeah, I get it. Gore.
No, Mackenzie Gore. That's not happening. If Mackenzie Gore was going to hit, Juan Soto wouldn't be on his fourth team.
Did you say James Wood?
I did.
Okay.
Wood, Cruz, Abrams.
We just start
Abrams.
Saying names there.
Wood, Cruz, Abrams. If Mackenzie Gore was going to hit, he'd have hit by now. I mean, Juan Soto, they got him for Juan Soto, who has been on three teams since then.
Who's their other starter that I'm forgetting?
Patrick Corbin.
No.
Steven Strasburg.
No.
See, you're wrong because they're paying both of them.
Oh.
Max Scherzer, they are also paying.
I tried to forget about them. Maybe he's ended up somewhere else. I'm going to have to look this up.
What this might go down as one of the worst segments we've ever done, Joe.
No. No.
No?
No, this is List Radio. This is one of the best segments we've ever done.
Well, we're over.
Oh.
So then after the Pirates, you said, right? The Pirates were right above the Nationals?
I did not say that, but they're 24th. It was Nationals, Cardinals and then Pirates.
And then is like it the Rays next?
No, I believe it is the West Sacramento Athletics.
Oh, see, and that's just blasphemy.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
I got
Athletics 23rd.
I got the Athletics making the playoffs this year.
Stop
you can.
It. No,
put
you,
it on the board.
No, you don't.
I sure do.
No, you don't.
I sure do. I said it on the
They're not making the playoffs.
Well, all right, let's get out of here. You guys want to do fair or foul? This
sure.
Is where, Joe, you and I don't have to work, and Schultzy does it all.
Been working all day.
All right.
Josiah Gray.
What?
That's who I was thinking of.
Actually, it's fun. I got three Mariners questions for you guys, so we can stay here in the PNW.
Where the hell is Josiah Gray? Is he dead?
What?
The Nationals pitcher. Did he get Tommy John? Is he not playing this year? What's going on? Yeah, he definitely had Tommy John.
He died. He died.
He died in baseball terms.
He died. Yeah. All right, we come back. Fair or foul first. We'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, it's your turn, Schultzy.
Appreciate
the long
you
man
guys.
Of the day. Hit me.
Let's have some fun, right? I'm like the long reliever, like Kevin Millwood near the end of his career, coming in, cleaning
Former
stuff up.
Former Cleveland Indian Kevin Millwood.
That's right. Was part of a Mariners combined no-hitter. So weird fact of Mariners history. But speaking of the Mariners, got three Mariners-related questions for fair or foul tonight. We'll start.
Three?
Yeah.
All we're doing is Mariners?
I won't do it. I won't do it.
All right, cool. We're out of here.
Can't
bye, guys.
Win with them.
All right, pot up the close music.
Fair or foul. Done.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Bye to the hot.
It is in my contract, no more than two Mariner fair or foul questions.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
My non-existent contract.
Well, I guess I'm paying a fine then tonight.
Spit on that thing.
That's what you're doing to my contract right now, spitting on that thing.
Your contract exists about as much as Hawk to a girl exists right now, buddy.
Yeah, is she dead too?
Possibly. She doesn't want to go to jail. All right, anyways, we'll start off with the big news of the day. The Seattle Mariners signing catcher Cal Raleigh to an extension, a six-year, $105 million deal, buys out 3 years of free agency, and it is the most money that they've spent since...
Gotta find a new Robbie
sign. I can't quite remember if Julio signed his extension right after the Robbie Ray contract in free agency or right before. But those were the two big...
After. Julio's right. After.
Okay, so then this would be...
Robbie Ray was in the middle of Tommy John when they re-signed Julio.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, then the Julio deal was the last biggest offer that the Mariners have handed out. And now, coming up with $100-plus million for Cal Raleigh. Guys... Mariners have had a good week. They released Mitch Haniger. Shocking move, but they ate that money. Now signed one of the best catchers in baseball to an extension. Fair or foul, signing him will fire up the clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
I'll say foul, but not in like a negative way. I'll say foul in the sense that one of the leaders is there, that people will... You know, feel invigorated, feel like, hey, we can do this, you know. But I don't think it's going to be like a win one for the Gipper kind of thing. I think everybody in that clubhouse knows that Cal's there for them, and everybody in that clubhouse is still looking at J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, and Jorge Polanco and Randy Arozarena. Like, we know Cal's good. Cal got his bag. It's kind of like an NBA team, all right? Like, I got the Sacramento Kings are on TV right now, all right? If DeMontez, for some stupid reason, were to sign a long-term deal in Sacramento, his team's going to look around and be like, yeah, man, you deserve that bag. But the guys looking around him don't deserve any bag unless a tea bag. Like,
what?
I said that intentionally. So it's like, Cal deserved the bag. But it's not Cal's. Cal's not the issue. I don't think it invigorates.
Say it to me one more time, Schultzy.
Fair or foul that the re-signing of Cal Raleigh will fire up the Mariners clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
Oh! They're just ready, just frothing and foaming at the mouth after
Houston
that contract.
Houston sucking is going to help them get to the playoffs.
And then Texas going right back to where they were is going to take the wind right out of themselves.
Maybe Bochy's an even year guy now.
I think that it does give them a little kick in the butt right before the season. Like, hey, you know, we get one of our leaders locked up for years.
I mean, that is true. Like, it's kind of like, this guy wants to be here. He thinks we can do something.
I think it gives him a little juice in the arm, legal juice in the arm. Yeah, I'll say fair on that. I'm buying that.
All right. Split down the middle on that one, guys. Next up, the other star for the Seattle Mariners, at least hitters-wise, Julio
Jorge
Rodriguez.
Polanco.
Jorge, third base. He's healthier than he's ever been. Apparently going to slash 34. I don't know. Pretty crazy, by the way, that Jorge Polanco took the risk that he did to come back to Seattle. He could have, like, gone and had a nice offensive season in Boston. He had many other offers.
Tokyo.
New York.
Ho Chi Minh City.
No, there really were legitimate teams in on Jorge.
Nippon.
All right.
Istanbul.
You're talking about, like, next year if he fails this year and then has to go over to the Japanese League. Okay, guys. But anyways, not Jorge Polanco. Julio Rodriguez hitting the cover off the ball this spring. Actually hit 2 grand slams, which at spring training, it's a pretty useless stat. But he's been hitting the ball hard, and he looks more competent at the plate, guys. Fair or foul, Julio Rodriguez will get MVP votes again in 2025.
Ooh, I'll say fair. I think someone might throw him a third-place vote, second-place vote, something like that. I think this is a big year for Julio. I think what boils down with him is, I think the biggest thing for Julio, honestly, is just health. He's got to be healthy. He was not healthy at all last year. And number 2 is stop swinging at junk they throw you outside, away and outside. Like, stop. Just stop. Because right now, the book on Julio Rodriguez, slider away, fouls off a changeup, slider away, strikeout. Like, be healthy and stop doing that BS. And then Julio is Ronald Acuna Jr. type potential talent.
I'm going to say fair because the MVP voting technically goes all the way up to 10th. And if you're saying that just he needs votes, plural.
Per league.
That he just needs a 9th and 10th place vote each. And that is considered votes.
And Shohei's votes don't count against him.
Well, no. I mean.
Well, I know. Different league.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. So that's why I say fair, is that if he can at least get one
ninth.
He can
be a top 10 player in baseball.
For the love of God. Tyler Holton of the Tigers got one MVP vote last year.
Whoever voted for that guy, give me his vote.
I mean, if you're telling me that you can't get two MVP votes, then Julio, my man. We got to figure something out.
Getting higgy with it.
Which hopefully that's what he's done in this spring training. And we talked about this like weeks ago. It's like, dude, get into spring training and play a lot, hit a lot. Like, get into baseball mode earlier in spring training rather than like kind of dinking around in Arizona where then you're like, all right, now the season's starting. And you're like, oh, wow, I'm not ready at all. So hopefully that his slow start is a non-existent this year and that he's playing more baseball in spring training, so he's ready to go opening day and ready to start that season immediately versus in July or August.
Love
yes,
it.
That.
Nom, nom, that, nom.
That'll be Schultzy licking his lips when Julio hits 339.
That's right. Get some MVP votes, baby. With a 339 average, he'd be close to winning it, right? All right, guys. Final fair or foul of the evening. Sticking with the Mariners. Of course, they brought in a new manager. A happy birthday to him yesterday, by the way. Dan Wilson.
Well, he's not new.
I mean, new as of, what, August? And then this season, it's his first full year. First spring training. Lots of new things.
I did hear a great interview with Dan Wilson on MLB Network Sirius XM.
Yes. Listen to that all the time.
Yeah, they were asking him about, like, your first spring training, things like that. Fantastic interview. Like, the guy is a pro. Loved listening to him talk. Could have listened for another 20 minutes.
Dan is not only a fan favorite, but beloved amongst players in the clubhouse. He was always respected amongst other players in the clubhouse. Randy Johnson loved pitching to Dan Wilson, so I would assume that players probably love playing for him. I just love how he gets them ready for war, but, you know, still.
Randy Johnson? Like, 8 people didn't pick that guy for the Hall of Fame.
That's stupid. What are we doing here? But they should have had their votes taken away. All right, anyways, but guys, going with new manager Dan Wilson, of course, this will be his first full season, so fair or foul, Willie will win more games than any other first-season manager in Mariners history, and I will tell you exactly who the leader of that is. That
can I have a guess?
Yeah, you can have a guess. Go.
Eric Wedge.
Absolutely not.
Manny Acta. Was it Lou?
No, Lou's a good guess. He was there for a while. He only had, I believe it was 84 or 86 wins in his first season. But the leader overall would be one Bob Melvin, guys.
Oh, duh.
93 Your boy. Wins.
Hey, my boy Bob Melvin.
Come on.
I picked Manny Acta and Eric Wedge because they got fired in Cleveland and they got Mariner jobs.
But Bob Melvin won 93 games for the Mariners
and
in
then got
03
fired.
And then got fired. And the Mariners didn't even make the playoffs in 03 either. That was stupid.
Melvin. I was really hoping you were going to say Lloyd McClendon.
He won like 80 games, maybe, or 78 or something.
Remember when he threw the base and he like kicked up some dirt?
Oh, and then he came to Seattle and said, you know, that was when I was a lot younger. My temper was a lot worse. And now
I was in my 50s then. Now I'm in my 70s. I've got it figured out.
And he still, you go back to his Mariners manager days, he has some of the best umpire arguments and ejections of all time. But yeah, guys, 93 wins would be the mark. Fair or foul, he beats that.
No. You know, I think it's tough.
93 wins?
93 wins. Yes, sir. I mean, 93 wins for anyone in the West, I think, is a big challenge. What did Vegas have Texas at?
Like, 86.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody's winning 90 games in the West. So I'll say foul based on that. But what I will throw is a little caveat, okay? My team, we lost one of, if not the best managers in the game. All right? And went to the American League Championship Series and won the division off a guy that was playing 2 years prior. So I was not necessarily very out on Steven Vogt. I just was like, you're going from one of the best guys in the game, one of the best guys to ever do this, to a guy who was a catcher on some okay A's teams that's barely out of the league. Like, this can't go well. But it did. And I think Dan Wilson puts himself in a position where he can do that same thing. Like, he's been around the game. He's been calling it on TV. He's worked with Root, et cetera, and consulting with the Mariners. Like, if there's anyone in baseball that could do it, I think Danny could do it. I just think 93 wins is a tall task for anyone in that division.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul, but that does not obviously mean that the Mariners are going to have a bad season. I mean, hell, you finish 89 in math.
Yeah, 89 in math is 89 in math wins that division, I think.
It's quite possible. I mean, I think that
how many Mariner first-time coaches won the division?
None.
Ooh. Facial LeFleur. Totally right back at you.
Do you care about wins, or do you care about
the home run stroke?
I mean, I was just trying to see, at least just look at it in a vacuum and see what, you know, managers in their first season
got to be in
historically
to do it.
I don't know. thought it was kind of a cool thing to look at.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Hey. Well, he has a big load this year, and that's to win 93 games, which I don't think he's going to do. But, again, does not negate the fact that he could have a great first
season. I'll tell you what. If Dan Wilson wins 89 games this year, he's manager of the year.
He better be.
I mean, I don't know how that's possible and Brandon Hyde's going to win it, but, you know.
If Brandon Hyde wins 96, I don't think anybody's shocked by that. If Dan Wilson wins 89, yeah, it's yours.
Well, again, that's hard for Brandon Hyde to win 96 games when he's going to win 107. I mean, it's weird.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
I'm all in on the Orioles train again, baby. Let's go.
That's all it takes. Just a couple more days before the season starts, and everybody believes we're going to the World Series.
And the season has begun.
I think Cleveland's going to the World Series, and we'll get swept by the Dodgers.
Okay. We should probably break.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We are breaking because it's time to break, not because Joe said to break. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. What are you going to do tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I'm going to come in. I'm going to work my ass off. I'm going to go home, pick up my son, and then both of the bosses are going to be out as of Thursday and Friday. Market manager Cooley and sales manager Sam Tung.
Resident Red Sox fan, Ryan
and then
Cooley.
I don't know if Sam is a baseball fan, but they will be out of the...
Sam the new Cooley?
Sam is the new Cooley. Man, Cooley is the new Kim.
You guys are weird.
And I am the new Jeff Austin. No, that would never happen.
What?
We think those guys would rip me apart.
Who would?
And they would have no respect for me. And,
who would? Joe, you should be respected in this place.
Yeah, no, that would not happen.
You know, you should send an all company email response like I did, dude.
Yeah, the disrespect shown to my co-host. I almost quit on the spot.
Right.
Well, no, but I mean, the fact that they even threw Rashad in that email to congratulate him on 10 years or 11 years or whatever have you.
11.
And no mention of one Patrick C. Harris?
Nope. I am 1080 the Fan.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
What happened to that?
Here's the problem.
What happened to Patrick, the 1080 the Fan Harris?
According to the Odyssey at Work BS that we have to fill out that you probably don't know about anymore, my start date is April 10th.
What?
Oh.
Oh, so it's next month.
So I was wrong.
Boy, don't you feel like a jackass.
No, yeah. I think it's hilarious. But Brendan made sure.
Braden and Allen. Braden Sprague.
Made sure to make me feel bad about that.
And Alan Johnston.
Johnston.
That's their new names. Braden Sprague and
Braden
Alan.
Braden Spragiola.
And Alan Johnston.
Spagnola. Braden Spagnola.
Wow, yeah, that's, I mean, you definitely had to eat a nice dish of crow.
Dude, that email came to me, man, and I was at A&A watching basketball, like,
fuming,
30 beers deep.
What is this?
And I was like, yo, idiot, I just won $20 off McNeese State.
I am today, man. You get nothing without
me. I put $50 that Rick Barnes is going to cover the spread.
Did you like my reply to the email, though?
Rick Barnes did not cover the spread, by the way.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they're still around. I mean...
What, Rick Barnes?
No, Tennessee.
Oh.
I mean, in due time.
Dude.
Do they play a lower seed this week? Because if so...
Well, they're a 2 seed, so...
Well, yes. So then yes.
So then yes.
So the math is mathing.
The math is mathing.
I forgot that they're a 2 seed.
I actually think they're in good shape this weekend.
I would not be surprised if they were dogs this week. Just because of the Rick Barnes effect. Ooh, 4.5. Oh, but we get the Kentucky-Tennessee matchup. How about that?
That's great. SEC on SEC.
Well, and also the Kentucky Fried Chicken in the Tennessee pan.